This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. I want to take just one moment and make three observations on the Biden administration choice to allow $50 million to be released from the oil reserves, the U.S. strategic oil reserves. First, as you've seen oil prices rise, the Biden administration is taking a lot of heat on gas prices going up. And I think there's great concern this winter that heating costs will be abominable. Second, gas prices in some places are already up at $6 a gallon. You saw that reported yesterday in California. And this is a frightening sign for all the people in the United States, as well as for any political administration. Third, there is some concern that there is a sort of a knee-jerk back and forth plan and thought process versus a really thought out process as to how the country converts from fossil fuels to electrical vehicles. Right now, obviously, if we went to all electric vehicles, which isn't even possible because the cars can't even produce that quick, we would almost certainly overblow the grid, oversurge the grid, the electricity grid in the United States, which would be a disaster. At the same time, the country and the world wants to move in that direction due to global warming, climate concerns, and all kinds of things. So how do you move there? Meanwhile, in very short order, the Biden administration reversed a lot of Trump policies to reduce oil investment, to reduce encouragement of oil investment with this very anti-fossil fuel perspective. Now we find ourselves in a very short order, much more reliant again than we've been in years on OPEC and Russia in terms of oil and gas. And so now you see as a reaction to that, a reaction to the reaction to the reaction, the U.S. opening up the natural oil, the strategic oil reserves. It's really just a fascinating sort of like perspective or situation in terms of looking at global politics in the global world. Again, we'll see how far this goes and what happens in this, but it's very hard to come up with the right policy for oil and conversion from fossil fuels to electricity. It's somewhere in between where the Biden administration was and the Trump administration was, but with each party so controlled by their extremes, you can't get to a middle ground. So you have these knee-jerk reactions. We're going to now open the strategic oil reserve. Fascinating thing to watch. Anyways, thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast.